Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome back to Making Moves. I am here with two official male models, Joe and Josh. Thanks
so
for coming
happy to
on.
Be here. Thank you for having us.
I'm like so excited because Josh, I have to say you're one of my dream guests.
No, stop.
Dead ass.
Okay, say more.
No, I'm serious. I do have to start off with like, Josh, I just finished reading the book. The entire book.
Audio. Okay.
Right. Yes, fair. I know it is a big difference.
It's reading adjacent.
Yes, exactly. It does the same job. And what I will say is, first of all, it's way better than I thought it was going to be. It's so much more like deeper and like darker. I thought it was just going to be more like light and I'm sure everyone's told you this.
Yes.
Okay. But it's so good. Everyone needs to go buy it. Happy people are annoying. Everyone go get it right now. Where can they get it? Amazon?
Yeah, all booksellers, wherever books are sold.
Diesel, Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Borders.
Where are the places, though, that help with the, like,
it's too late. We didn't make the list. We are way past that.
Damn it.
I know. Do you know how upsetting it is? And I'm like, every freaking YouTuber. They're all over that list. We got a real bona fide celebrity here.
That's crazy.
New York Times not calling me.
You would have it easy.
My home newspaper.
Your home newspaper. There's your local newspaper.
I tell you, you know, it's like if you weren't in the New Jersey Gazette bestsellers list.
I'm in Asbury Park Times every week.
You know, there's a bunch of ways that my agents have sort of spun this. It's like, this is why, and you got caught in this whole thing. And that could be true, or I could just be a big loser. So I'm not sure. But nevertheless, thank you. And
no, it's so good. Still go get it.
People who have responded to the book in that way. I just didn't want to write. I certainly didn't want to write a memoir at 35 because it's like the most millennial thing one could do. And I like... But I love like self-help books and kind of people sharing their story and getting some perspective and feeling like I'm not alone. There's other people feeling bad about themselves. That's what I wanted it to be.
But you go way deeper than the like average self-help book, I feel.
Well, yeah, because most self-help books are written by Deepak Chopra and like it's literally people who have like made it and like they're such beautiful yogi Zen masters. And you're like, can you really understand why I cut someone off in traffic and then made it their fault? I don't think so. Yeah. Like I just flipped out on a McDonald's employee today because they gave me like the wrong fries. Like, but so yeah, I wanted to be like, here's me, someone who you might have grown up with, who you would think perhaps had a certain existence, and while that is true, I've been incredibly lucky. I also was totally overcome by insecurity and going through body issues and addiction and the whole thing throughout the process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Joe got a special shout out in the book. God.
A few.
Page 136, 137, and 139.
Stop. Stop.
You have that on your resume mentioned in Josh Beck's book.
Right at the top
these
of it.
Pages.
Are those the pages?
I think so. Do you know how many people I showed?
No.
Everybody.
Stop. I mean, that is crazy.
Yeah, it's like I do YouTube and I'm in Josh Peck's book.
What was crazy is listening to the book. Like, I was literally finishing it this morning and then I went to the podcast to listen to Male Models and I was like, whoa, it's the same guy.
Josh's personality shines in it. That's what I love.
Yeah.
His book is so fun to listen to.
It is. And you, like, I feel like you're animated. I didn't think you would read the whole thing.
Wow, I'm good at reading.
Because
I'm a child actor, you thought I couldn't read.
I read scripts.
I read scripts. I was just like, oh, you know, he'll have someone read it. And I was like, oh my God, it's Josh. And like for all, I thought you were going to read the first chapter maybe.
Does that happen where people will read the first chapter and then like hand it off to a professional?
I think so.
Who would do that?
I'm acting like I'm an avid reader. I don't listen to that many books, but I've heard that's a thing.
What other books have you recently listened to?
Well, I just started The Seven Husbands of Evelyn, that one that every white girl's listening to or reading right now.
Is that fiction? Like, is it?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone's obsessed with the Colleen Hoover books too that I want to read. Alicia just finished one, was crying at the end. So I was like, maybe I should tap into that.
And are these like elevated Nicholas Sparks? Like,
I think so. Like, I think there's like deep romantic type books. I mean, I have yet to finish one, so right. I don't really know. But
is that ruining us, these sort of perfect views of romance and storybook love affairs, when in reality, you might not end up with a guy who builds you a house in South Carolina. You might end up with an accountant who has an eating disorder. I don't know.
Is that ruining us, or is porn ruining us, or is both?
Or both? Joe?
Joe,
start with the porn part, the part
you know.
Do you
know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I was just like opposite. Isn't that like an interesting question?
Yeah, you definitely rallied it back to us.
I was like, is it the romance novels or is it Pornhub or OnlyFans?
I don't know. I'm not subscribed to either, so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's an Ilya question.
Yeah. Wrong person.
Wrong podcast.
You don't consume pornography?
No.
Stop it.
I don't.
Stop.
I took a break.
Since when? This podcast.
Since I stepped in this room.
Since 5 minutes ago.
Historically
the speaking.
First 30 years of your life. I don't think it's ruining it. If anything, it enhances. It's like it helps you get a creative spark to think of new ideas.
Oh, it does. Okay. But I feel like it doesn't, like, doesn't it stunt your imagination? I'm just being devil's advocate here.
How versed are you in porn?
Honestly, not really at all.
Okay,
we're
like,
veterans.
I'm not a porn an avid porn watcher at all.
Do you think there's a double standard? Like, is it, would a girl who is into watching porn, would she be more reticent about admitting it?
Yeah, I think compared to guys, I think it's more, like, there is a double standard there, for sure. Mm. But I also don't judge, like, I feel like when I was younger, I would be like, oh my gosh, like, I don't want to date a guy that, like, watches porn. Now I don't care at all. Because I think everyone does it.
I think I certainly have friends who have gone down the wormhole of porn where they consume so much of it and it got so extreme that it, like, desensitized them to their partner or whomever. For me, I feel like it's an asset. Like, I feel like I wanted to tell my wife, like, no, like, I'm doing you a favor. Like,
oh, yeah. No, I would agree. I feel like you could learn some things maybe from it.
No, not that.
Oh, what?
Like, I could be bothering you way more.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay, copy. I understand.
I'm like, I know you're tired.
Yeah.
You know?
I know you want to sleep right now.
We're 5 years married next week.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you have an anniversary gift?
No.
What's the 5-year mark? What do you get?
What is it?
Like a diamond?
We have Google.
Another diamond?
Vacation?
I don't know, but what's like the, because what, it's like paper and then plastic and then, no, isn't it? Because you know, like there are, and like the 10th year is brass or platinum, you know, like, have you heard of this?
No.
I do, but from, like, cartoons.
There's, like, markers. So, like, I've heard, like, the first year is paper, the fifth year is silver, then 10 is gold, okay. 20 is platinum, 30 is diamond. I don't know.
I'm showing my singleness here.
Well, no, maybe just your... Let's talk about your singleness.
Let's talk about my singleness. Well...
Are you going on dates in LA?
Not right now, no.
Why?
I just, honestly, I'm sick and tired. I hate the apps. Mm. And, like, I feel like that's one of the main ways girls find success with dating in LA.
But you have the apps on your phone now?
Yeah. I, like, dilly-dally. Like, I like to, when I'm in the mood, I like to go through and, like or swipe, but I don't like to talk. Like or swipe. Like, I don't like to text.
Who's the most famous person you matched with on Raya?
I don't want to say.
Oh, spill the beans.
But athletes. I love athletes. You guys know
baseball, basketball, football, soccer.
Basketball.
Yeah.
I have matched with, like, some, I guess, like, musician, entertainment people, but, like, I don't care about that. I care more about athletes.
Jack Johnson.
I know someone that's matched with John Mayer.
Ooh.
I know. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
That's fun when you're like, whoa, I literally know them. I just saw someone from Jersey Shore. I was like, that's crazy. Like, Jersey Shore. But, like, I just would never date. I couldn't see myself in a Jersey Shore guy. No.
The Sitch is happily married. Oh. So who's it going to be? Paulie's in a monogamous relationship or he's in a public relationship. So let's break it down.
Ronnie or Vinny?
Oh, Josh is an avid Jersey Shore fan.
Biggest.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh my gosh. Maybe if I match, I'll let you know.
I hosted on MTV like a Jersey Shore after show.
Did you?
Yeah, baby.
Really?
Oh, I've been around. With Ronnie, Snooki, and Vinny. Ronnie was the only one to talk to me.
Shut up.
Am I spilling tea?
You are. This is going viral right now as we speak. TikTok, pick it up.
TK, you're welcome.
Cancel Jersey Shore.
No, not that they were completely lovely. They were just pretty self-contained, Snooki and Vinny. And Ronnie was the one who was like, we were bro-ing down hard.
Oh, really?
He was laughing at my jokes. And, you know, anyone who laughs at my jokes.
Do you think he was a fan of yours?
I mean, who could blame him?
Yeah. I mean.
If he had a childhood. But it's also misleading because a lot of them are in their early 40s. So they might have missed.
Yeah. Iconic show. Did you see that or did you hear that they are apparently trying to make a new Jersey Shore but with new people and like everyone's freaking out? Like, no, you can't change it. What are your thoughts on that?
You have to change it. They've grown up.
Yeah.
I mean.
Change the name.
I think it should, like, did you hear that about Vanderpump Rules as well?
Oh, no.
That originally it was going to be the older cast was going to be, like, Valley Rules, because they all live in the Valley now.
Oh.
Like, they have kids, they're married, and it's ridiculous that they still work at this restaurant in West Hollywood.
I know, it's like they're not working there.
Yeah. And then Vanderpump Rules was going to become its own sort of, like, the original show.
Copy.
I think we should do that.
Okay. You know?
And then eventually, when they get old enough, like, retirement home at the Jersey Shore. Or Boca, you know?
Naples, Florida.
Them in South Florida? Where do you think you'll retire, TK?
Where do I think I'll retire? That's a great question. I don't know. I've never thought about that. What about you guys?
Hawaii, for sure.
Yeah, you're into the Hawaii, like, vibe.
Such a
right
good
now.
Lifestyle, okay. Relaxing, take
the
a break.
Fruit. 1,000%. I've never been to Hawaii.
Oh, it's so fun.
I know. I really want to go.
It's great.
What about you? Where do you think you're going to retire? Or where would you like to?
I think I'm going to be like every other old Jew, South Florida. I'm just going to thrive down there. I know it.
Both my grandparents are snowbirds there, so.
Yeah, no, yeah. I get it.
They love it.
I think I'm going to totally embrace. I just find myself at 35, like, becoming just more Jewish, just more like my grandparents. Like,
just wait, more Jewish.
I eat a lot of sandwiches. I have a new appreciation for soup. I'm getting old, and I'm okay with it.
Well, speaking of the Jewish community, Lox Club is booming right now. That's like the new, like, Raya, but it's like Jewish guys. And all the girls are talking about it. Have you heard about it?
I've heard it. It's just Jewish men.
No, I think it's supposed to be, like, a Jewish dating app, but, like, we're all joining it.
That's so
I'm like,
funny.
I love a Jewish guy.
Yeah, we can be
they're
great.
Fun, yeah.
Joe, thoughts?
Yeah, I love Jewish men. They're my favorite.
Yeah, love Jewish men. Yeah.
Wow, Lox Club.
Mm-hmm. It's like the talk of the town right now. I feel like it's the new, like, Raya. I'm giving them way too much free promo.
That's so funny. I could just imagine, like, me and, like, if I wasn't obviously married, like, me and all my Jewish friends, like, Avi, Lior, Moisha, guess what, bro? We're crushing it. We are so on trend.
Lox Club, baby. Well, it used to be, I used to hear of J-Swipe, but I feel like now it's Lox Club. It's like the Soho house of the Jewish dating apps.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Were you ever on dating apps?
No, I met Paige and I, my wife and I have been together 11 years.
Amazing.
And we met before there were dating apps. I was 24, she was 20.
Oh, wow.
So, missed it.
Also, congrats on your new child.
I know.
Your wife's pregnant.
You're thank like, you so much.
I agree.
That didn't sound too exciting.
It's so real. It's getting so real, guys.
How far along is she?
5 months. Yeah, it's real. It's coming.
And so how old is Max?
3.5.
Okay. So that's great, like, age gap for a sibling.
I think it's going to be great. I'm an only child. Nobody wants what I got. So I knew that it was imperative or an important thing for me to give him a playmate. And yeah, I mean, I'm so obsessed with this time. Like, 4 and below mm-hmm. is, to me, the most fun. And so to think that I'd only get to experience that once with Max was bumming me out. So I'm excited.
Oh, okay. You got it. How is Max doing?
Max is great. It'll be more, but it's going to be more real. My wife and I were with a couple the other day, and the guy was like, you know what I say? One kid's a hobby, 2 kids is a family. And I'm like, shut up with your sayings. So yeah, dude, it's going to get real. Someone else said to me, you know, too, with that second kid, there's nowhere to hide. I was like, yeah. Okay.
Are you hoping we're going to have a baby girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then
yeah,
we just that'd shut
be
it
awesome.
Down.
Then you'd be done.
Yeah, man-to-man defense, you mm-hmm. know, one parent per child. Switch. And then,
we don't need to be throwing a zone defense.
That's mm-hmm. crazy.
Yeah.
Like, what do you have to put? Bill Maher had a great quote about people who have like 6, 7, 8 kids. Like, you know, if they were cats, you'd be a hoarder.
Yeah. You know? Exactly.
Who needs that many? How many siblings do you have?
I have one brother, and we're tight, and we're only 2 years apart. And I think it's great. I wish I had more, though, siblings.
Yeah.
Like, we're so close that I would love to have more siblings, but it's okay. I think Phil and I are great.
His name's Phil?
His name's Philip, or Phil, yeah.
Great name.
Mm-hmm.
You have one sibling?
Yeah, she's giving birth today, actually.
Wait, shut up!
Yeah, I'm an uncle.
Wait, Joe, what?
Yep.
What are you doing here?
Yeah,
I don't know, I gotta go.
No. Are you gonna go back home?
Yeah, because I'm the godfather. So,
okay, when?
Probably like 2 or 3 weeks. I have to go back.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, very exciting.
Oh my gosh, does she know the gender?
Yes, it's a girl.
And does she have a name?
Yes.
Okay. A secret, though?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how many kids you would want one day?
I'm down for like a little football team. Like 6.
Okay. 6 little Joes running around.
Yeah. And I want them all to be variations of Joe for sure.
Okay.
Like
yeah,
Joe Jr.
Jojo.
We already have Jojo.
Josephina. Josephine.
Jolynn.
Joanne.
Joween.
Yeah. That's a good one. Wow.
Joker.
Joker!
The comedy guy.
Yeah.
Or he's the like the dud. That's crazy. I also wanted to say huge congrats on your Athletic Greens sponsorship.
Thank you. Have you worked with AG?
Not yet. But you know what? Last time when you guys were on Pretty Basic, you were fighting for your life for an Athletic Greens sponsorship.
Oh, yeah,
and
we
now
were.
You have it.
I tell you what, we took a pay cut.
You know what? Dreams
Athletic Greens got a deal on us. Shout out Helix Mattress, coming next week.
Yeah, no, literally. Okay, I will say, like, do you actually use it? Because I love Athletic Greens.
Yeah.
Yes.
I do. I love it.
It's great.
Yeah, you get a lot of energy from it.
Were you so excited when the deal came in?
Yeah, it was pretty exciting.
We manifested it for a while.
Mm-hmm. Dreams do come true.
Yeah.
It's hard being a duo because the number comes and you're like,
and then you realize you have to split it.
Oh, that's right.
That's upsetting, that part.
Yeah.
I hate that part.
I was going to say, did they require like a prerequisite for you, like the amount of hikes you had to do before you got the sponsorship, or what's the deal there?
They wanted to make sure me and Josh did 3 loops at Fryman.
Okay.
Yeah, but we did.
A day.
Mm-hmm, a day. Mm-hmm. Josh does like 3 loops at Fryman by himself anyway.
Wait, what? In one one time?
I don't like myself. I'm running from my thoughts.
He does it with no music. He's psycho.
He's like, I'm done writing the book. What do you think I have to do now?
Yeah, a lot of time. And Joe hates it because I'm Frankie friendly over here. Like, I'm smiling at people. We're having stop and chats.
The dude has so many friends on that hike. It's insane.
You have so many friends everywhere. I feel like you walk in, you're like, oh, my old buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing/time-expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but one stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and zero sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
My wife and I were just at a destination wedding, and so we were staying at this hotel for 5 days.
Where was it?
It was in Italy.
Oh my gosh,
and,
gorgeous.
And by the end, like, I'm walking by the bellhops going like, hey, Frank, how's the baby?
Yeah.
Frank doesn't speak English, but we had a nice sign language sort of setup going on. I'm like,
exactly.
The baby.
I know. I feel like that's, I'm so excited because my friend is having her wedding in Italy in like a year, and I'm like, one, so excited, but I'm like, I hope I get a plus one, and I hope I have a guy to ask by then.
Okay, let's break that down.
Yeah. I know.
Okay, first of all, destination wedding, selfish or nah?
I think or nah, because I selfishly want to go, have an excuse to travel and be like, I have to go. Sorry, like, I have to go. Like, I need an excuse to go places. I can't just, like, go somewhere and relax.
Right.
I have a hard time relaxing.
Yeah. Welcome. Mm-hmm. What about you? What do you think?
No, definitely not selfish. It's where the love wants to bloom.
Also, you don't have to go.
True. Certainly true. But obviously, like, and I don't mean, I just mean, especially if it's, if we're talking like two international flights, like, you need me to connect.
Oh, I know.
I'm connecting.
And then
for you
do
now.
They expect a do they expect a gift?
I think it's a lesser gift than if it was in town.
Did you give a gift at this one?
We're talking about it.
Okay.
Oh, you haven't done the gift
you
yet?
You can give a gift within a year of the wedding.
Okay.
Yes, of course we're going to give a gift.
You're okay. After paying your gift.
Yeah. By the way, it couldn't have been a lovelier wedding, and it was all perfect. But mm-hmm. I can imagine that, you know, going to Italy or wherever it is, where's another hot wedding spot?
Cancun.
Russia. you know, not everyone can make the trek.
Mm-hmm. I know. I feel like I have always thought about, like, oh, would I do a destination wedding? I could see you doing a destination wedding.
I would love that.
I could see you eloping.
Yeah, Italy, Mexico.
100% you would.
Brazil.
I'm officiating.
Yeah.
Shut up.
He already said.
Would you invite me to your wedding, Joe?
Yeah, you want
to
come?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you dead ass?
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm literally bullying you into inviting me to your wedding.
It's going
to
be far away, so anyone who wants to come is welcome.
Okay, I'll film.
Okay.
For you.
Oh my God, videographer.
Oh my
Who's
gosh.
Sponsoring?
Athletic Greens.
Helix mattresses. Every guest gets one.
Yeah. When you go on these destination weddings, how much time do you get to spend for yourself to vacation? Or is it all about the couple?
No. Usually, I mean, this was one of the most beautiful, fabulous weddings I'd ever been to. So they really, like, had events and thought about the guests, and, like, it was so well planned. But inevitably, like, and especially my wife was in the wedding, so half the time she's doing some rehearsal dinner. I'm at the pool.
You're
baby.
Vibing.
Are you?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Lazy River?
There was no Lazy River. It's a little too nice for that.
No Lazy River.
Now, okay, so let's say you find a guy in the next year that you're like, okay, I like you.
Okay.
Locks Club, you know. Assuming his name is Ben. So you find Ben, but you're dating for a couple months. But I would imagine it's a scary prospect to take them on a destination wedding.
I know.
That's big.
I think this is a unrelatable issue that a lot of influencer girlies have when they're invited on these elaborate brand trips. And you're like, damn, I really want to bring, like, my Hinge date,
right?
Because we're going to Bora Bora and we get a villa and I'm really vibing with Ben or whoever right now. But it's also like, should I waste this, like, elaborate brand trip on Ben when I know I'm not going to see him in like a year?
Right.
And now I have all these memories with Ben at Bora Bora in Bora Bora. You know, should I have brought a bestie instead?
Or is that the move that, like, it's transactional? Like, I like you here and now, and you're fun.
Mm.
You have great stamina. I'm just saying, that's for me. That's me and Ben.
Like, great stamina, yeah.
I'm like, you don't embarrass me. I don't think you're going to, you know, hurt me in my sleep. Like, so let's just go and have fun with no expectation of the future. Just because it's fun to go on a trip with someone that you like.
I will say I have kind of done that where I've taken someone and everything was, like, fun. But I did get the little, like, I felt like I got the ick a little on the trip. And I was like, oh.
Too much time together?
Yeah. I felt like, just to be blunt, like, as a girl, I felt for the first time I got post-it clarity. Like, I was like, ooh, like, after. Like, I don't know. I felt like he was, like, embarrassing me or, like, he was doing normal things, but it just gave me the ick.
What did you say? Post clarity?
Post dick clarity.
PDC.
After you.
Yeah. Haven't you heard of post dick clarity?
No. I never heard of it until now.
What?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
P PDC?
I've never had it with anyone.
Really?
I never had dick before.
No, okay, so you're joking with me. Okay, okay.
Yeah. No, but I've never heard it.
Wait, really?
That's new. That's very Gen Z.
Okay, so like that's like a thing that apparently like guys say.
Dude, TK comes up with like the most crazy words.
I feel like I'm always teach. I like will teach Joe like 3 years later how to whoa.
She knows like every TikTok dance.
You are. You have your finger on the pulse.
I do. But that's my job.
Are you watching Kardashians?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Are you?
Of course.
Okay. Yeah. Are you?
I'm not. I tried. I can't.
Well, I was gonna say. Speaking of the Italian weddings, what did you think of Kravis? Were you invested at all in the wedding?
I mean, I'm obviously always invested in Courtney, but I'm happy for them. Mm-hmm. It looked, what was it, Positano? What part of
Portofino,
it?
Portofino, I think.
Portofino,
yeah.
That's another place in Italy. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if you know. they only do gorgeous events.
Well, it was very, like, gaudy, like Dolce and Gabbana, like old Italian, because Travis has that like rock star edge, like I don't want to say Tommy Lee, but like that vibe to him, and that's like I feel like so new to the Kardashian. I'm sure like your girlfriend talks to you about this all the time.
Yeah.
Are you invested in the wedding? Were you invested in the wedding?
No, because I don't think they didn't like go that deep
into
it.
No, but I felt like my TikTok For You page was like all about the wedding.
I just saw like the headlines of it. I didn't find any of like the behind the scenes of it, but
isn't the new show great though?
I've never seen the old show.
Okay. I love the drones they used to film.
I can't.
I heard it's drone heavy.
I can't get like too into it. The Kardashians.
What?
Because it's like, do I really care that much about this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'd rather watch another show, but I'm down to watch it.
Have you guys watched the new Stranger Things?
No. Is it good?
What? Have you watched it at all?
I watched the first season and loved it.
Okay.
And then I got it about 20 minutes into the second season. I said, that's enough.
No way.
Yeah.
I was going to ask
popular
you.
Popular things.
No.
Okay. I was going to ask you, what are your thoughts on child or like child actors now or stars versus like when you were one?
Let me take this one.
Yeah. Is it like, I guess like the same, I feel like Alicia would have the same answer in regards to, I'm like, what are your thoughts on TikTokers versus YouTubers when you were starting?
It's a totally different world because, and I use those, the Stranger Things kids as an example.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when that show aired on a Friday, by Monday, they had 10 million Instagram followers.
It's crazy.
Just to start. So now they have this like actual currency. Like they have like real value that they can actually bring with them to whatever their next gig is.
Mm-hmm.
When I was sort of on kids television and Nickelodeon, it was like once that ended, there was no clear runway. And you had nothing to bring with you. Like, you couldn't direct your audience because there was no social media.
Mm-hmm.
And you were sort of at the mercy of the bigger machine.
Yeah.
And it was even, like, slightly, I feel like we were, like, right before Hannah Montana or, like, where big companies were like, oh, let's also make them a pop star and all these things. So I just think today you have much more leverage, as well you should.
Mm-hmm.
And those kids are really talented. So.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm happy that they're crushing it as hard as they are.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy how invested I feel like people are now in just their real life versus them as their characters.
Right.
And like for instance, Will in the show, who's Noah in like TikTok world. Haven't you collabed with him?
Yeah. Noah Schnapp?
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah, you collabed with him. Now that I'm remembering it. It's crazy because I'm like, I follow him on like the internet, but in the show, I'm not as invested in him, but I care about him more in real life than the other actors.
Right.
It's weird.
I feel like that's all of these new shows now, though.
That is true.
Squid Games, Outer Banks, Euphoria, all of these people just become stars like overnight and they get these like massive mm-hmm. campaigns.
Yeah, Euphoria is crazy.
Yeah.
It's like, I feel like that show I was like mind blown by.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I loved it.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
Yeah. you know what? It's another one where I watched it and said, I immediately, my head triggered and I said, oh, I see why this is quality. I see why people like it. Like, I'm going to go watch Golden Girls reruns. I'm weird.
Okay.
So yeah, I didn't stick with it, but I totally appreciated the quality of it. And Zendaya's just like,
unreal.
Someone like that, it's like a Tom Brady, like where I just
literally
I can't get enough. Like I just can appreciate their greatness and just be like, dude, you are killing it. I remember I've told this story in the pod before, but I so you remember that show Mr. Robot with Rami Malek?
Yes, yes. You told this on Pretty Basic, I think.
Yeah, I might have.
You were supposed to get the role?
Well, I don't know about all that, but I was I was certainly close.
Okay.
He was always meant for it, but until Rami came around, it was looking good for old JP.
For old JP.
Shout out Rami. Mm-hmm. I'm very happy. But like, and all I remember is auditioning for it and then going to the screen test where you basically audition. It was just me and Rami against these like, or it was me, Rami, and two other guys. And I remember like auditioning, you go into this dark theater where there's like 15 people in suits watching you. And I'm like, here I am singing for my supper. Been doing this a while. I was like, please, I'm hungry. And I audition and I feel great about it. And the feedback, it couldn't be better. And usually in those scenarios, like when I did that show Grandfathered with Stamos, I walked to my car and got a call like 10 minutes later. Because everyone who's in the decision-making process is there. And they'll go, he's the guy or he's not the guy. And so this took like 10 days. And every day, like I would hear, oh, it's down to three of you. It's down to you and Rami. And then eventually it went to Rami, as it always was meant to be, because he fucking crushed that show. He deserved it. But I remember, because, you know, I'm sensitive. I was like, yeah, you know, statistically, nice to get a pilot. Doesn't always go to series.
Yeah, exactly.
Show gets picked up. I've seen billboards. Yeah. I'm like, ah, one season. Okay. Been there.
Yeah.
You know?
Done
Shout
that.
Shout out Turner and Hooch.
Yeah.
I go, it's not like it's going to get nominated for an Emmy. Gets nominated for an Emmy. Wins.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, okay, Emmy's nice. It's not an Academy Award. A couple years later, does Bohemian Rhapsody, wins an Oscar.
Unreal.
I literally, in that moment, I was like, you win. I was like, well done, sir. Like,
yeah.
And that's how I look at like Zendaya or all these people. I'm like, wow. Like, I all I can do is be totally impressed and happy for you because you're crushing it so hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she is definitely, Tom Brady is a great comparison. She's like the GOAT of, I feel like, acting.
Who's your Zendaya or who's your... Is it Kelly Ripa? Is it like, are, do you Ooh, see yourself as a host? I know
you
always say,
you're like, you remind me of Kelly Ripa. And I'm like, thank you. My Zendaya is Reese Witherspoon. Mm. I love her. Wow. I love that she's like in front of the camera, behind the camera. She's producing all these things. She has a family. I feel like she's across the board, like, well-respected by the entertainment industry. And she also, like, I feel like she has a great public and private life. I don't know. I just, like, look up. I've always really admired her. Not that I want to be an actor, but I just have admired the way she presents herself to the world, I guess.
Joseph, who's your Josh Peck?
I met him already. It's you.
Yeah, literally. Who's yours, Josh?
Okay, so my answer was always Pharrell. He has been my, like, hero.
He's a good one.
And it changed over the last 10 years. I mean, it's a bad comparison just because I'll never even get close. Just because he lives in such a different universe.
No, I actually think it's a great comparison.
But, okay, say more.
Yeah. No. Why? Well, I mean, like, I think that the way you guys are respected in your industry, I see as the same.
Joe, you?
Would you get nervous going to talk to him?
Yeah, I saw him once at the Paris airport, and I was like...
Shut up. Did he know who you were?
No, and he was also being escorted while my wife and I were in the peasants line. He's like being escorted through customs, and I'm like, Pharrell.
Wait, what'd you say?
Nothing. Oh, I'm not the one. Joe can attest.
Oh my God. Josh avoids any famous person like they're the plague.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I treat them like I have drugs in the car and they're a cop car next to me. I'm Why? Like, just keep your eyes on the road and go the speed limit.
Do you think it's because you know how it is, like when people are like staring at you and it's weird?
I just don't want to bother them. And I also go, I remember that when I once asked Mary-Kate Olsen out on a date, and it was because we were making a movie together, and one of the crew people convinced me that, like, I had a chance. And I literally looked at this guy. I was like, what do I have to offer Mary-Kate Olsen? So, yeah, I just feel like, what do I have to offer them? Nothing. So let them, you know, just go on their merry way.
Okay, so Pharrell, but why Pharrell?
So it sort of changed over the last 10 years because I feel like he leveled up to insane superstardom. Mm-hmm. But initially I was like, he's the most respected. Everything he does, I think, is dope. You know, clothes, music, everything. And I was like, there's not a restaurant or a club that he can't get into.
So true.
He's quietly rich and he can walk down the street.
Yeah, the quietly rich thing is so key.
Yeah, there's a great Bill Murray joke or a line where he says, everyone wants to be rich and famous. Maybe you should just try rich first.
Yes.
And see if that doesn't solve like 90% of your problems.
Yeah, that's a great quote.
That's Joe. Joe wants to be rich and obscure. It's the name of his book.
Rich and obscure. Right? Yeah, Pharrell does. He does. He embodies all that.
But now I feel like since Happy and he couldn't walk down the street anymore.
No.
But there was a time where he was just like the dope producer who quietly made $5 to $10 million a year, mm-hmm. and like everybody loved, right?
Yeah.
And he's so lean. Body types too really mm-hmm. attract me.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah, he's really cute.
So what's wrong with men, TK, especially in LA, especially in the dating scene?
Set me up with someone, guys. You know me. Come on, Josh.
Yeah. You want to date my brother-in-law?
You want me to date your brother-in-law?
I don't know why. I think you guys are too blonde.
You know what's so funny?
Cute kids.
I will say it's hard to meet, like, I feel like I like a guy's guy. Mm. Like, I don't want the cloudy, like, I don't know. That's hard. And then I also like someone who's taller than me, who's athletic.
You're not absurdly tall.
No.
So is that hard to find a guy taller than you?
I feel like that's like kind of the least of my worries. I feel like it's more so like a normal, like down to earth person that like I can have a real conversation with. They're not just trying to date me because I have like Instagram followers and a good network around me.
And you find that
to be blunt,
that is kind of a regular thing you deal with in LA.
Yeah, I feel like that, and it's just hard for me to connect. Like, I feel like, I mean, I'm such good friends with Joe because he's, like, just a normal dude. You know what I mean? That I'm like, oh, my gosh, we can have a real conversation. He'll, like, tell me if something, like, I don't know. I feel like everything's so foo-foo here, and people are like, oh, my God, you're doing great. Like, and I don't know, something, it's just hard to find, like, real people that I, like, actually connect with, especially guys.
And you don't think you'd run into this issue outside of L.A.?
Great question. I feel like to some degree, but not as much. I struggle the most because when I say guys guy, like I like an athletic guy. I want him to care about sports. I like, not that I need someone that's not in this industry, but I like when he has his own thing going for him. Like, I don't know. I like us having different worlds and we can come back and talk about what we did for the day. And it's not the same thing.
It's interesting because like my buddy has this saying, like, look for the note behind the note. And as it applies to like a script or creativity, it's like mm-hmm. not everyone's able to articulate what they want, but they know when something's off.
Oh, so, yeah. I feel like I'm talking in circles right now.
Well, I think that, and by the way, you could be 100% right. I'm always looking for the note behind the note when someone articulates, because I have sister-in-laws and I see it with them.
Yeah.
They go through similar things. Like they'll give a list of like, these are the things that are important. And I'm like, yeah, but I wonder if they are. Like, even my wife, right? Mm-hmm. Like, here she was, you know, the daughter of a famous football player, mm-hmm. like, surrounded by athletes, you know, good-looking, just cute white people from the beach. Like, mm-hmm. and here comes this hot-blooded Jew, mm-hmm. child actor.
And you just did it for her.
You know? Who would have thought? But I had just what
that's
she
That's true.
Wanted.
Yeah, yeah, that is
so
true.
I would be interested to see what a guy, like, if and it totally could be. It could be an athletic 6'8" mm-hmm. guy,
yes.
with an androgynous name, my brother-in-law, Kelly. But
No. I totally understand what you
not.
Mean. I will say, I feel like I've never met anyone that's like, I've been like, whoa, I've been wowed by any dudes here.
And is that something you're looking for? Is that love at first sight, like that wow?
No, not necessarily. I just feel like I've never met anyone that I'm like, oh, I would love to see you again by myself. I don't know if I'm just like, I don't know. It's hard. I feel like it's also hard in our industry. Like, when do I have time to go on dates that like suck? Or like.
You have time.
I know. I need to try harder.
Well, I don't know if it's try harder, but you certainly don't put that pressure on yourself. You have time.
Yeah. Like,
I think, don't you find that kind of can become a trap too of like, if we're going to date, it's going to be like, this is going to be for keeps.
Yeah.
Right?
True. Like, I also feel like I'm very alpha, like in my work and every like aspect. Like I pay my own bills. I do all the things. I like book all the I make all the plans. I'm like such a boss in my world. I want someone to just be like, I'm taking you out, or like I have a plan for us or whatever. Ooh. I want someone to do that for
me. I'd be the wrong guy because I love a strong woman.
Oh, really?
I'd be like, let me rub your feet and take the weight of the world off your shoulders, dear.
Okay.
But you're
I don't know. Maybe I feel like I sound crazy right now.
You're picking dinner. Joe, thoughts?
Yeah, Joe, what do you think? Joe needs to set me up with someone.
I don't have like a big pool of people that I could, that would be good.
I know, that's what everyone says.
I think you're in good shape.
Okay.
I think you're in
great
shape.
I'm still young. I'm 24.
Are you kidding? You are. Oh my God, why are we even talking like you don't have time?
I know.
Stop it.
I know. I have time.
That's like when people, I'm 35 with a kid and a kid on the way and a Joe, okay?
Like, a Joe.
When people tell me, they're like, I'm so busy. I'm like, doing what? Like,
yeah,
I'm like, you're
so
not
right.
That busy.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing you, but like.
No,
you
know, I agree.
Like, this is the time to fail.
That's so true.
You put skin in the game and go like, I'm just going to embarrass myself here and this might suck.
I could definitely embarrass myself more, but I feel like out of my friend group, I've embarrass myself the most.
Good for you. That takes
I bring the boy drama to my friend group.
I love it. And I also think, remember, like every no will get you closer to a yes.
True.
Yeah.
Did you date a lot before you dated Paige?
I got around.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it in dating apps weren't a thing really?
No. I was meeting people. I was dating CVS pharmacy techs, girls at yoga.
Okay. You're meeting people out and about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I went on dates. I was a man about town.
Mr. Hollywood.
Mr. Hollywood.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I dated older women. I dated, I was just like, let's see. Maybe. And good stories.
Yeah, I feel like I love a good, if anything, I love a good story from the date. One time I had a guy tell me, we went on a date and everything was going well. And it was like, he was such a normal dude. I think he was like an engineer or like something like that, right? So we like go on this date, he like does all the things, pays for all my drinks. He's like hamming it up. I'm hamming it up. Like I was like, okay, I'll go on a second date. I wasn't that into it, but I was like, okay, this is cute. Like, whatever. And we end up talking about OnlyFans, like any like Gen Z couple does. We're like talking about it, and he was like, and then we kind of like go off into like influencer talk. And I'm like assuming he looked me up before, because I don't know, that's what anyone normal does, like when you're on a dating app. And plus like my Instagram's attached. So I was like, okay, he definitely like knows what I do or like stalked me a little. And so we're talking about influencer world, yada yada, and he was like, yeah. He proceeds to go, it's crazy how much money influencers make, but they provide just no value to the world. He literally says this on our date. I like, and two margaritas in. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? And yeah, that was, at least it gave me a good story, but how funny.
What? He's just like a stupid engineer? Like building like, bridges or whatever.
I was like, sorry, you're intimidated that influencers probably make more money than you.
Wow, that's rough. Any bad dating stories for you, Joe?
No. Are you the one that dated Spider-Man?
No, that's Alicia on Hollywood Boulevard.
Yeah.
A guy who say more. Wait, what?
She went on a date, a Hinge guy, I think. She went on a date, and they were talking. And she was like, oh, like, when'd you move to LA, yada, yada. And he was like, oh, yeah. And then when I worked on Hollywood Boulevard, and she was like, what do you mean? And he was like, oh, I was Spider-Man for a couple of years on Hollywood Boulevard, like the... You know, when they, like, pay a dollar and you get a photo with it. Yeah.
I mean, that's, at least it's a starring role.
A real superhero.
You want to be with Spider-Man. Like, you don't want to be, like,
I mean, Freddy at Kruger. Least he was, like, in Hollywood, you know?
You don't want to be, like, I was the Blue Ranger.
You don't want to be in Indianapolis right now. You want to be in Hollywood.
Yeah, that's the show.
Exactly. Okay, Joe, so you recently just got a fish tank.
Yeah, and it terrifies me.
Why did you get that? That's such a Joe thing, is it not?
I wanted more responsibility in my life. I saw Josh having a baby, and I wanted to try and steal his thunder, so I got a saltwater tank.
Okay, and why? Isn't it hard to take care of those?
It's not. Like, it is,
isn't
but
it it's expensive? How much is it?
It's expensive. And also, why is saltwater like a... like in the
dude, there's a
the
community.
Tell us more.
Okay, so first off, we walk into Mark's Tropical Aquarium where the guy was the handler on Deuce Bigelow Male Gigolo. You ever see it?
No.
Great movie.
Okay.
He was the fish handler on there, but he basically, like, we went in for a betta fish and walked out with a saltwater tank because it's very rewarding to just, like, watch it, because you have clownfish, you have a dory, you have little gobies. It's really cool. It's really fun.
I think it's gorgeous to watch, but I'm like, isn't that expensive and hard to take care of?
It's like more expensive than a freshwater, but it's not that hard to take care of.
How much is like a Nemo?
$25.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, $30.
But they die too, right? Like, you have to be very careful of their health.
You do have to be very. It's like a kid. I assume you have the same relationship with Max.
Ish. Totally.
You have to feed him once a day.
Sure.
Clean his tank.
And you can tell if they're sick, right? Because they start, like, swimming on their side. Mm-hmm. Their fins turn brown.
They're upside down.
Oh, they're in the toilet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Pecco has a 7-day return policy. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Okay.
No, it's very rewarding because it feels like you have something to come home to.
Okay. Do you have names for all of them?
Yes.
All the different variations of Joe?
Yes, Joby.
Have they infringed? Because you're Johnny Short Trip, right? You love a quick jaunt somewhere.
He does.
A 5-hour, you know, getaway to one of your many real estate portfolio. Uh-huh.
He loves
places.
An aesthetic Instagram reel of the hotel.
Yeah, 38 hours away. Yeah. This kid can't get enough of me. You know, 8 years later, he still loves me.
I know. He's obsessed.
So who takes care of the fish?
We're looking for someone, actually.
Me.
Would you do it? It's super easy. You just have to feed them once a day.
Perhaps.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, but overall, the fish community is on top of you. If you do something wrong, it keeps you on your toes. You really have to be on it.
You have to trigger warn the audience before you show your fish tank. Yeah.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I recommend it. You should get into it.
Wow. This is exciting. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite one?
Nemo.
And is that its name?
Clownfish, yeah.
Yeah.
We named him Nemo.
Do you have a dory as well?
Yes. She had a hard time
she no longer with us?
No, and it was actually very sad, but
no.
We weren't set up properly, unfortunately. It wasn't we were told wrong information, but we're on it. We're
figuring
out.
Trigger warning the audience.
Trigger warning, sorry. But yeah.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
Sorry to bring the mood down.
It's a lot to think about.
Oh my god.
She get flushed?
Yeah.
How did you dispose
she
of her carcass?
She in our sewage system now?
Burial.
A what?
A burial.
Where?
Outside.
Where? In one of the planters?
In one of the grass.
In one of the one patch of fake grass for dogs?
She's back in the earth.
Oh my gosh, wow. I am dead. Have you guys seen the new Top Gun?
So good.
So good.
Josh, you have to see it.
No, I do. I'm just so intimidated by Miles Teller.
He looks so hot in it.
Oh, I have no doubt.
The beach scene. He's
dude,
like,
six pack, volleyball, Tom Cruise.
I saw him in the commercial for it, and I was like... Sometimes when I read a script and there's a shirtless scene, I could be loving it 70 pages in and I'll see that shirtless scene and go, I don't love it that much.
Really?
Yeah, I'll talk myself out of it.
Ideally. Okay. What are your thoughts on if you see a sex scene?
I've done a bunch.
You? Is it awkward?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You've done a bunch?
Yeah, I mean, like...
What movie? Oh! Hang on.
What? I keep the screen grabs in my phone.
Sorry. You did like a space movie?
Mm-hmm.
That was news to me.
What's this new atomic bomb movie you're doing or that's coming out?
It's called Oppenheimer.
But I'm excited for that.
I have a very small part, like very, very small part.
I was going to say the cast is stacked.
It's sick.
Did you meet any of the other castmates while you're on set?
Yeah, a lot of them. Very famous people.
Were you so excited?
Yeah, it was cool. It you know, especially on a set like that where it's like a huge sort of ensemble and basically like I feel like we're all just Christopher Nolan, the director. Like we're just fanboys for Christopher Nolan.
Totally.
So there was none of that air of like, because that's easy on a set of even like the best movies when you have a Robert Downey Jr., like a crazy iconic movie star, like... You know, it's like the Secret Service with the production assistants on set. Like, Robert's flying in, Robert's coming in. Like, he's wearing makeup. Like, he's arriving,
like,
he's on set.
Like, be ready.
This felt like literally just like the highest end, like neighborhood playhouse type vibe. So like everyone was there. Everyone was like, couldn't have been cooler. The dynamic was great. And everyone just wanted to serve this like great story. Mm-hmm. And especially people like of my ilk who are, you know, just like, you know, filling out the painting. we would just look at each other like, oh my God, can you believe we're here? Like, mm-hmm. It's cool. I feel really lucky that I got the opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Everyone is that, like, has that Secret Service vibe, but like, isn't it weird? Or did you get the energy? Like, once you're on set, you're like, oh my gosh, they're so normal.
Yeah, it depends. Like, I did a thing with Tom Cruise where he produced this movie that I did. Because we talked about Maverick. Uh-huh. And like, I'll tell this story. So we were doing this movie, it's called Red Dawn, and it was a remake of the 80s movie. And so basically, like, Tom Cruise is producing it, his son is in it, and so I'm like around him a good amount through like table reads and notes, and I'm like, wow, he's so brilliant. And I'm like, I think he likes good old JP. Good old JP. So I remember a week before we start filming, I've been training with Navy SEALs. Hanging out with Chris Hemsworth.
Is this the one with the Hemsworth?
I'm talking with an Australian accent. Amazing. I'm getting famous, mm-hmm. You know? So I remember Tom Cruise was like, yo, we need some jokes. This is like a super intense, dramatic action movie. Like, we need some levity, too.
Is this one you had to learn football?
Yeah.
Okay. Continue. I was just listening to the book.
Yeah, exactly.
You were talking about it. Okay.
So I pitched this joke, and he lights up with this like movie star smile, cracks up. They put it in the script. And I'm like, I just made Tom Cruise laugh. I got to get out of here.
We're besties.
Yeah. I'm like, that's it. Leave on
Signed,
a high
sealed,
note.
Delivered.
He Done. Does that. He makes a hilarious joke and exits.
Yeah. Irish exit.
Mm-hmm. Total.
That's what you got
to
do.
So I'm driving back to my hotel in Troy, Michigan. And I was like, I made Tom Cruise laugh. I deserve a treat. So I go to the Dairy Queen in Troy, Michigan. And as a former thick boy, I don't eat ice cream in front of people.
Okay.
So I retire to my vehicle, mm-hmm. And I'm licking my ice cold treat, and I see this SUV whip into the parking lot, and I hear a on my window, and I turn, and I'm like, and I go to roll the window. It was automatic. And I'm like, hey, Tom Cruise. It was Tom Cruise.
Get out. Did he have his shades on?
Dude, Tom Cruise, big ice cream guy. He literally is standing there staring at me while I'm in like a Chevy Malibu. Uh-huh. And he's like, what are you doing? Are you eating ice cream alone in your car? And I go, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much, Tom Cruise.
What was he doing? Same thing?
He's like, do you want to come inside and eat ice cream with me and my family? But at this point, can't have two ice creams. Nuts. Right?
Yeah.
And I'm like training with Navy SEALs. So I go, no, I'm going to pass. No, thank you. Now, granted, I'm on YouTube now, so it worked out. But but to your point, I mean, like, couldn't have been cooler and more
I
normal.
I love that.
Like, going to get Dairy Queen with his kids.
Yeah. I wonder, did people not recognize him in Michigan?
No, they totally did. And it was funny. He went, and I was in so much deep, dark shame. Then I just drove around not knowing where my hotel was because I was like in a blackout. He leaves the Dairy Queen. I go back in. Yeah, I've got like Jimmy's on my face.
Rainbow sprinkles.
And I walk in and I go, you guys see that's Tom Cruise? And they're like, yeah. I was like, of course, I ask this next. He tip you? And they go, $100. Tom that's Cruise tipped $100 at Dairy Queen. What a guy.
What a guy. Yeah. I what that like reminds me what this is like a question I've always wanted to ask you. I feel like you, I'm not trying to like gas you up right now, but I'm going to. Like you, when you walk into a room, you treat everyone with the exact same kindness. Like I remember when I met you, to this day you were the nicest like celebrity person I've ever met in my entire life. I was a nobody and you like treated me with the exact same kindness. You remembered my name. You followed me on Instagram. You were like, so the way you treated me, I was just like floored by. And I was so prepared for you to be an asshole. Like, because I had dealt with so many assholes before. And I just wanted, like, how do you remain so nice to everyone. I know it's so stupid, but like, how do you, why is that so important to you to treat everyone the same? And like, you just have the same energy and charisma, and you listen to people when they talk. And I'm like, why do you, because even I'll catch myself sometimes, I'm like, why am I not listening right now? Like, they're a normal person. Like, I should be interested, or whatever the case is. I don't know. I feel like that's a thing. If someone can't offer you something, people will zone out. And I'm like, you are always locked in. And I'm like, who, how, or who, what, where, when, why? Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, thank you. Joe, what do you like about me? Well, no, I'm sorry.
Does it ever backfire on you where the people that you're really nice to get really close to you and start a podcast?
And remember the book pages you mentioned them in?
Sometimes you can't get rid of them.
Yep.
Sometimes people become too nice, or I will become too comfortable when I'm being too nice. But I, you know, for the most part, like, it's one thing about growing up overweight that I feel like was a major silver lining was I never got too impressed with myself, because I always felt like I walked into situations at a disadvantage. Because there was no body positivity when I was heavy.
Yeah.
Like, people were just brutal. And so I felt like I had to be funny and... And I also wanted to be the opposite of what I felt a lot of what I was getting, the energy that I was getting from people. So it's a big pet peeve of mine when people are not kind, or at least like, or I'm like, or just fake it. I know a lot of people who are famous who I've had interactions with where I know it's like, it's not genuine, but they've become so good at faking it. I'm like, who cares?
I agree. Like, I'd rather them fake it than be an asshole.
Totally. Because
to
I'm
me,
like,
personally,
I'm like, I don't need you to be. I have enough friends, so I know you're BSing me. But the person that you have 20 seconds with is going to walk away going like, wow, that guy who I love is great. It's more important about them. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm just very I've said this before, though. Like, you know, when you will have an interaction with someone, especially like, I mean, it runs the gamut from celebrities to famous athletes to especially people in social media. It's crazy because most of them got famous doing it all alone. They were nerds in their room making videos.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out all our friends.
Yeah. Shout out all of us.
Shout out us.
Yeah.
And, you know, you'll have interactions with someone and it'll be like awkward and you'll walk away. And you'd be like, God, what did I say? Why was it so odd? At 35 years old, TK, I've realized I'm a fun hang. If it was weird, it's you.
Yeah.
Like, I want to have this. I like to play and joke. So, like, if there was weirdness, it's probably because, like, the person I was with was, like, defective or just whack or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it took a long time to feel that way. And even still, sometimes I'll be like, was it me? But,
yeah,
you know?
But why do you, I'm just like, you don't have to care about, like, the intern on set or, like, the PA or whatever, and you do. And I'm like, why?
95% of the time, they're more interesting than the person making $1 million a year on
set.
So true. They're way more interesting. They're not jaded. They're basic humanity. From a professional standpoint, they're probably going to be my boss in 20 years.
100%.
Like, I've literally gotten to a point, I feel like this is very inside baseball, but I think people are interested. Like, I've been with my agent and manager for almost 20 years. This is very rare in our business, as you know.
So rare.
Because we can't fire ourselves. So sometimes when it's not going well, you go, maybe I just need to shake it up, you know? But I've been with them for 20 years, and I love them. We have a great relationship. I, most of the time, will want to talk to their assistants more because I know they're busy and they have a bunch of things they have to do. And their assistants are so, like, hungry.
So hungry.
They want to have an opinion and, like, they've got their finger on the pulse. They want ownership of you. Like, I want to be part of, like, if Josh gets a great job and I know that I helped position him to get it, they feel
they're
so...
They're a sponge.
Yeah. So to me, like, and I'm like, and that person's going to run a studio in 20 years. So, like, you'd be crazy to be a jerk. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Joe and I so relate to this in a different way where we're always talking about, we're always recommending other people to, like, help film for other people. And he, like, recently he was talking about, like, oh, do you know any editors, blah, 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 blah. And I would, like, I was trying to think of someone, but, like, I want to send the hungriest person I know to Joe, and he wants to send the hungriest person he knows, because, like, we were those hungry sharks one, like, back in the day or like a couple years ago. And I was like, if I don't see someone who is as hungry as I was, because I know how I was and how, like, how valuable I was to Alicia Marie in that time. And because she invested in me, it made us flourish as like a team. But it's crazy. I think that's so true about like the assistants and the interns, like they're so much more hungry and invested and like ready to learn. Yeah. Sometimes, but it's just like, it's easy to doze or like look past them sometimes. And you've always like been so in tune with, like, I guess the small person on set.
I mean, it's always, even when I started doing social media, I mean, there was just a bigger divide in like 2013 when I started. Mm-hmm. And then when I was like in 2014, hanging out at 1600 Vine, like, you know, but it was like, I was like, why? Because we don't have trailers, like,
yeah. 'Cause
there's no billboard. Like, we're entertaining people. Like, isn't that what we got into this for? And then even with YouTube, and I remember like doing my first sketch or doing, you know, the first vlogs. It was like, I was like, if you remove all the sort of pomp and circumstance, all this is entertaining people. We would pitch jokes. I'm like, this is very reminiscent of any good show that I was on. Like, beating each other with jokes, like, who's got the funniest mm-hmm. line? How can we make this great? Great, edit it, put it out, move on. Mm-hmm. So to me, it was like, I didn't, and it was great. I liked not having to sit around. Like, you would shoot a whole day in an hour, and then Joe and I could go eat in his car.
Exactly, film a mukbang. I feel like both of y'all are so open to and good with collaborating. And I don't know about like on the guy side of things, but with girls, sometimes people are catty or they're like, I have more followers. Like, no, like, I don't know. Have you ever, like, I guess, what's your outlook on collaborating and like why it can be like a positive thing other than like, you're using me type energy? Because I feel like a lot of people, even me, like, I'm like scared to ask people to like be in my videos or whatever because I don't want them to get the wrong impression. And I'm like, that's crazy. Like, we're peers and we live so close. Like, I should be able to ask someone to be in my video. You guys always, I feel like, have been so open with your friend group about like, oh, being in each other's videos and whatnot. Like, how do you approach collabing when you're like, I guess, afraid of someone being rude? Like, have you ever dealt with anyone being rude about collabing? You asking?
No, more in like the aftermath after this stuff went, after you filmed it.
Oh, really?
I feel like you always ask. Like, you won't pester.
I won't
pester.
But
you'll shoot your shot.
Right. Because worst case scenario, they say no.
Like, you'll hit up Alicia and she'll be like, oh my God, I'm so glad he asked me because I would be afraid to ask him. Which is crazy because I'm like, just ask him. You're Alicia Marie. Do you know what I mean? And like, you wouldn't care. But like, for years, I was like, oh my gosh, I want Josh on my podcast. But like, I can't ask him until I'm like, you know what I mean?
Sure.
So I'm like, what? How do you build up the courage to like ask people or what? Or have you ever like been shot down by someone or no, because you're Josh Peck?
Yeah, constantly. We've wanted Joe Jonas on our podcast since Jump Street.
We're still trying.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think you just, we hit up Josh Richards the other day.
I almost want to be denied because it just gives me more motivation to make it bigger so that they have no choice but to say yes.
Ooh, okay, I like that outlook.
I think that's what it is. Uh-huh. Even like the first time I shot with Josh, I was like, whoa, Josh is gonna be in my video. And then the relationship elevated and like he came to my apartment in like Studio City.
And you're like, whoa, we're friends.
Yeah, like, hey, I have this Robin Hood costume. Do you wanna wear it? He's like, okay. I'm like, whoa.
I took you out for Gus's Fried Chicken in Burbank the first time we hung out.
I'll never forget.
Cute. It was a nice romantic
time. Yeah, because we did the videos and then he's like, do you wanna go get lunch? I'm like, okay. I didn't see that coming. But
I love it.
What you were saying before about Josh asking everyone's opinion, I think that's what attributes to his success that he's willing to listen to everybody. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Guys.
This is a Josh.
Stop Josh, it. Josh I can Peck just see the comments now. They're like, they know it's Josh Peck, right? Like, but I think it's also, yeah, it's really, really hard to not get. I remember when I was in the thick of YouTube and Joe can attest, I was constantly like, I can't believe I'm getting rejected by this, like, you know, 19-year-old, like, TikToker. There was no TikTok then, but, like, you know, just like...
Oh, in regards to collabing?
Yeah, sorry, I don't know how that sounded.
No.
Yeah. Like, I would totally be embarrassed at times being like, oh, I hit up this person with...
And they're like, no, we don't.
Or they just were like, you know, flake or whatever. Yeah. And I was like, I can't believe I'm at the mercy of, like, these people who are not professional. But but I think it's about having... On my podcast before the one with Joe and I, which who even cares about it because Joe wasn't a part of it.
Obviously.
But I interviewed, like, Gary Vaynerchuk and Damon John and... You know, Gary Vee, everyone knows Gary Vee and Damon John from Shark Tank, Creative FUBU, and like serial entrepreneurs, like guys worth a lot of dough, a lot of success. And I asked them, how long do you mourn a failure? Like, how long does it take
you to great question.
Shake it off? And like, they literally both looked at me and like thought about it and said, minutes. I'm like, wait.
I need to be... Yeah.
You don't go into like a depression hole like I do. Go to multiple like fast food restaurants and like Frankenstein your favorite meal with like fries from Wendy's and then a burger from In-N-Out and then a shake from, you know, Shake Shack. I don't know. Whatever.
That's crazy.
I don't know what your thing is.
That's weird.
But that's like how like a venture capitalist firm or like so or even Damon John talking about the things that he invests in on Shark Tank. He was like, I invest in 10 things, 9 of them fail, the one that works pays for the 10.
Wow.
You know, so it's like, it's just got to be one of those things. You just shoot it and hope for the best.
Just move on.
And all the like the mega, I'm sure you can attest, Joe, like being around like the brief time I was around like Logan Paul in the early Vine days or what, like these, they just go.
Yeah.
They don't mourn. They don't think about it. They just go on to like sort of their next, what the next sort of opportunity is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you also have to be some sort of like crazy in the sense like you don't care what people think. Just even put up your first video, which is like, I've been watching the Kanye documentary right now on Netflix. Have either of you seen it?
How cute are his retainers in that documentary?
Wire.
They are Orange. They are the star of the doc.
It's very relatable. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he, I like this shit he would do. He would just like go up to the receptionist and like start like rapping like his like hits now. And she was like, what are you doing? Like he did not care.
Right.
And like, I don't know. I was like watching it. I was like, oh my gosh, I need to care less or whatever. And I don't know. I think every successful person does that. They're just like, all right, no. Another failure, who cares? Move on.
Yeah, there's this great Muhammad Ali quote where he says, I'm the greatest. I had to say I was the greatest even before I knew it was true.
Wow.
Yeah.
That reminds me of King Richard. Yeah. The Williams sisters. So good.
Are you more a Venus or a Serena person?
Serena.
Both. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm a Serena girly too. But Venus is like the star of that.
I've heard Serena every now and then, and this might just be a rumor, hikes Runyon Canyon, the most TikTok-friendly canyon in all of Los Angeles. Could you imagine?
Oh, my gosh. I think I would faint.
Me too.
Yeah. Just from the hike. But then
And then I tear and I faint again.
And then sing Serena again. That's crazy.
I know. Like, what she
seems like a Fryman girly.
I feel like she would need like a private mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, Malibu or something.
Yeah, something with like A-listers. Not like me on it. Like, hello from the C-list.
Exactly. Okay, my last question for both of y'all is, what are you doing to make moves right now? This is called making moves. Are you what personal moves, what business moves are you making right now to wrap it up?
Second channel, YouTube, trying new methods, trying new videos, whatever sticks we keep doing.
Is this the one where you don't edit?
No, that's my third channel.
Cute.
Uh-oh, more Joe.
Wait.
Yeah, new channel. It's a hit.
Oh my gosh, I gotta subscribe.
10 minutes, no cuts. Josh didn't want to be part of it. I had to can that episode, but...
And I absolutely will be taking credit for Joe's second channel.
1000%. She pushed me.
I was like, Joe, you're stupid. Upload on a second channel. Vlog.
And then boom, I did it.
And then you've just been vlogging.
I've been bothering
and
you
now
ever
he's
since.
Been killing it.
Yeah. Mazel.
Thank you.
Just the Male Models podcast with Joe and I. That's my move.
And it's very, very funny and stinky over there.
Thank you. That's in the new episode this week. Follow us to find more.
Yes, exactly. Where can everyone follow you and everything?
Spotify, Male Models, Apple Podcasts, Male Models.
Male Models, Joe's house. He lives in the valley.
Playboy?
Yeah. Male Models? Check us out at Playboy.
You know what? Let's just do OnlyFans.
Yep. Why not?
Only feet. Okay, anyway, guys, go follow them. Go subscribe to Male Models. Are you guys on YouTube, Male Models?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay, subscribe on Spotify, all the things.
That's our next move.
Yeah, that's their next move is YouTube. Anyway, and be sure to make someone's day this week. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.